Experiments conducted by a biotech company have re-energized the controversy over human cloning. Scientists at Advanced Cell Technology in Worcester, Massachusetts, injected DNA from adult human cells into human eggs to produce an early human embryo. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca points out that what cloning means keeps changing.
Not so long ago, cloning simply meant creating an exact genetic copy of an organism. Trouble is, exact genetic copy is probably not a good definition of cloning. After all, from time to time, women make exact genetic copies inside their bodies. The result is called identical twins, and no one is seriously talking about making them illegal. But 8 years ago, scientists accepted this definition of cloning, even if it doesn't hold today. In 1993, doctors at George Washington University announced that they had cloned a human embryo by doing in the laboratory what happens in women's bodies. Although the research didn't go anywhere, there were cries to ban human cloning. In 1997, Dolly the sheep redefined the meaning of cloning. Dolly was an exact genetic copy of the adult sheep which provided her genes. Today, in the year 5 AD, that is, after Dolly, when most people say cloning, they mean making an exact genetic copy of an adult animal, rather than a twin of an embryo. But that definition has problems too, because the steps used to reproduce an adult animal can also be used for a very different purpose. The scientists at Advanced Cell Technology say their aim is to make stem cells that might be useful in treating human disease. There'd be no cloned humans walking around if the company's efforts succeeded, just a bunch of new stem cells. Now, most people are opposed to creating new people through cloning, but somehow, to scientists, cloning new cells seems a different matter. So they've been experimenting with technically accurate but less emotionally charged terms like somatic cell nuclear transfer for the technique. But even if the scientific community embraces that jargon, the news media shows no sign of doing so. It's cloning to us. Some have tried to make the distinction between therapeutic cloning, that is, trying to develop new therapies, and reproductive cloning, making a new person. We'll just have to see if that sticks. Without a clear consensus on the term cloning, calls to ban it will mean different things to different people, and that makes it hard to have a meaningful debate. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.